As we bring you coverage today of the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association in Oklahoma City, one of the featured speakers is Dwayne Simpson. He's the Regional Director for State Government Affairs, giving us an update from Monsanto. Of course, farmers interested as to the technology coming out from Monsanto in terms of seed technology. Looking at the potential for biotech wheat, what's kind of the timeline for that right now?
Well, right now we're still a ways away. It's several years away. We're just now finishing up phase two of our first generation biotech wheat. We basically proved the concept, and hopefully we'll be advancing that into phase three, which is where we start doing all the work around regulatory approvals. It could take maybe 6-8 years. It's really hard to put a time on it at this point because of the regulatory uncertainty. But you know, we're still several years away.
On the secondary part of your conversation, you also addressed some new seed technology coming out for canola farmers. They can we'll be getting that relatively soon. What's the status?
So, phase four, it's pre-launch. We have two products for canola farmers that are going through their final regulatory approvals. The first one is our TruFlex canola, and what that does is that allows a farmer to have a broader window of application for the Roundup. And then the second product is it's our dicamba and glufosinate tolerant canola. So they'll have three types of herbicides along with Roundup. They would be able to use Liberty Link and our Xtend dicamba product so that they'd have multiple modes of action for weed control.
What do you think that's going to bring to canola farmers?
Well, it's going to help them clean up their field. So if a farmer has some issues around weed resistance, for glyphosate-resistant weeds, they'll be able to have more options, more tools in the toolbox to combat those difficult-to-control weeds. With the TruFlex cotton, it'll just give them more flexibility, or TruFlex canola, it'll give them more flexibility. So if you have a broader window and you have some later weeds come up, you can still be able to get in there and get them with Roundup.
One thing, wheat is used in so many products. Do you do a lot of work also on public perception of having a GMO wheat product?
Specific to GMO wheat product, I'm not sure how much we've done specific to wheat. We certainly are doing a lot of work around public perception and acceptance of GMOs in general, both as Monsanto and as an industry. And we're working with our partners in the food industry as well to work to help people understand what GMOs are and what they aren't, and what the benefits are, and what risk actually exists versus what's perceived out there.
Chipotle announced that they're going to go and phase out GMOs in their products. So kind of, what's your view as we see some of those companies come out with such a strong stance?
You know, it's a free market. Chipotle has a marketing campaign that they've used for a number of different years around a certain type of food that they sell to their customers. I'm not surprised. They were one of the first companies to label the GMOs in their product. If they want to market their food that way, we've always said voluntary marketing like that is perfectly acceptable to us. I think that you've seen nationally there's been some pushback and editorials about putting misplaced concerns and maybe driving folks to worry about soybean oil versus a 1500 calorie meal. Maybe folks ought to care a little bit more about that than about how their soybeans were grown.
In terms of government regulation, kind of where do you see this discussion in terms of mandatory labeling going in regards to GMOs?
I think it before long you're going to see the federal government is going to have to step in and take a stand. Right now the federal rule says that you can voluntarily label, but it doesn't say that you don't have to mandatorily label GMOs because it doesn't deal with health or nutrition. I think that what you're going to see is you need the federal government to say that we're going to have a national standard, because whatever that standard is going to be, the food companies certainly can't be expected to meet a patchwork of 50 different state laws. We've seen 20-something states each of the last several years introduce various forms of legislation on GMO labeling. Oklahoma, there was a bill introduced even in Oklahoma. All of those bills have different definitions of what is and what isn't labeled. And when you have that type of a patchwork, if you're a company that's selling food from Oklahoma into, say, Texas, and they have a different set of rules, it becomes really difficult. Or if you're a national company, it becomes virtually impossible to be able to sell food and market food across state lines when you have different rules. So yeah, I see that the federal government is going to probably have to step in at some point and say that we're going to make a national standard.
Well, we appreciate the update. As we've been joined by Dwayne Simpson, he's a regional director of state government affairs for Monsanto, as he presents today at the Oklahoma Feed and Grain Association 117th annual meeting. With coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.